Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Oh, yes. Welcome in, Joe Beamer with you for the next hour. The bridge between A New Morning and David Bellavia. Hope you're having a great start to your hump day. Wednesday, still just freezing cold out there. I'm telling you. Shout out to everyone who got out this week and enjoying the warm weather. I was a year ago. I went to Florida for this week, and it was amazing to get out of here and thaw out. I'm going to be in Richmond over the weekend for my grandmother's 100th birthday. Happy birthday to her. And it's going to be 43 on Saturday, and to me, that seems tropical. Now, originally, it was supposed to be 52, and in 24 hours, they moved that down to 43. I'm fine. 43 is still tropical after what we've been sitting through. Lots to get into today. We've got Hochul doing numerous things, and we'll get to that in just a second. But I had an observation last night. No, it wasn't, why does Virginia Tech only have 8 points 15 minutes into a game? The other observation I had, and this is something that's bothered me. You know, I've been delivering food since I was 18, okay? Longer than I've been in radio. And I don't understand people who will order something, food, groceries, something, and then not turn their porch light on. Like, you know, it's dark outside. I'm guessing you can see that. And you've ordered something. Now add the conditions of the last week. You've got ice in everyone's driveway. There's no salt, right? And now I'm, you know, you've got people guessing. I used to work with a guy that had a floodlight, and when, I'm not going that far. And now guessing where the light is. Now, luckily, you have GPS these days. But, you know, some of these neighborhoods, GPS isn't accurate. So just, this is a PSA from your friend. If you're going to order food after the sun goes down, number one, you should tip. If you don't have enough money to tip, you don't have enough money to order. That's always been my motto. Number two, put the door, the front porch light on. That's why you have it. Or if, you know, the bulb is out, the light's not working for some reason, include that in the notes. That's all. Just a little to help everybody here. We want to help everyone get their food, get their groceries. You can deliver everything these days. Get your shirt from TJ Maxx. Just get everything there without, you know, a struggle. Because there's nothing worse than someone coming running after you. Oh, my house is here. Well, I would have known if you turned your porch light on. Interesting you turned it on when you ran out the door. Anyway, so that's just a PSA off stuff I've been noticing these last few nights. Well, not noticing new, just being reminded of, especially with the icy conditions. All right, so you've heard it throughout the morning. You heard Carl Calabrese talk about it, Jack O'Donnell talk about it, and that is Governor Hochul has threatened to send the National Guard to the prisons that the strikes are happening on. And we've heard from representatives of the union. We've heard of the struggles of the striking correction officers and, you know, the 70% is the new 100%. But the governor now says that she is going to call in the National Guard, which is interesting. I think this is quicker than she called in the National Guard for the blizzard a few years ago. You know, it took her a while to get that underway. But according to Kathy Hochul, she said the illegal and unlawful actions taken by a number of correction officers must end immediately. We will not allow these individuals to jeopardize the safety of their colleagues, incarcerated people, and the residents of communities surrounding our correctional facilities. I have directed my administration to meet with union leadership to resolve this situation and have also ordered the National Guard be mobilized to secure our correctional facilities in the event it is not resolved by tomorrow. How about listening to the issues of the correction officers? How about addressing why the correction officers have stepped out in the conditions they're working in? I mean, you're so quick to call this illegal and unlawful, yet, you know, you want every county, every city in New York State to accept a bunch of unvetted people who are here illegally. It's funny you don't use the word illegal when talking about that situation, but so quick to call this illegal and unlawful. I mean, again, a state that has just really bowed, that's maybe not the right word, but a state that has really seemed over the last 5-6 years to be more on the side of criminals than on the side of the people that are watching over the criminals, are the people who are arresting the criminals, right? I mean, this state seems to be more on the side of the criminals. So let's give them a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth chance. And then when the correction officers say, hey, these working conditions, they're not, you know, we need a change. We need to get the attention of Albany. We need to get the attention of the governor. She's so quick to send the National Guard, not address the issues of the correction officers, not address what is going on in these prisons. She doesn't care about that, and she's going to send in the National Guard. I think the whole situation is interesting. And, you know, again, coming from the state of New York, who is so union-friendly, I've heard how much the state is friends of the unions. I've done numerous shows on my feelings of unions and everything. But it's funny how this is just being approached so differently by the governor. I wonder where it goes from here. 803-0930, star 930, if you would like to comment on this situation. Again, Congressman Nick Langworthy will be speaking this morning around 10:30. We will carry some of that on David's show in the next hour. So stay tuned for that. Nick Langworthy, congressman, expected to speak around 10:30 at Collins Correctional Facility. You know, you've heard of, on Hardline over the weekend, we had State Senator Rob Ort, the minority leader in the Senate, talk about the HALT Act and, you know, his attempt to repeal the HALT Act and what that has done for prisons. And if you missed that, the HALT Act was limiting how long someone can be, or someone can be in solitary confinement, right? It kind of puts limits on what type of confinement a criminal can be in. I mean, there's a reason you go to prison, right? You've broken the law. You've done something wrong. And the state, and again, I'm obviously not saying that there shouldn't be any guidelines, but the state, you know, stepping in just like they did with bail reform, stepping in and saying, who can and what can and how can and all these limitations. And again, making, as we've heard numerous times now, making 70% staff the new 100% on these correction officers, that, you know, it's a stressful job. You can never be off guard when you're a correction officer at a prison. I've talked to several. I have a friend who's been contacting me recently about just the struggles within the prisons. And this, you know, the leadership in Albany does not care about that. And they're sick of the optics. And now they're going to send in the National Guard. And we'll see where it goes from there. But as she threatens sending the National Guard, more prisons have walkouts, more strikes underway throughout New York State. You know, we've had Collins, Elmira. I mean, I think we're now up to 25 prisons with walkouts. So I'd like to know what you think. 803-0930, star 930. And this is, again, while Kathy Hochul is sending the National Guard to the prisons, she's also contemplating removing Mayor Eric Adams. Now, again, which, you know, you talk about optics. Hey, I realize that Kathy Hochul is in a tough spot, right? She's a very unpopular governor. You know, she had one of the closest gubernatorial elections in recent history here in New York State for a Democrat. And now she's got her eyes set on Mayor Adams because he dares to address a situation that has made his city unsafe and has made his city a place where some people just say, thanks, but no thanks. I don't want to visit New York. I don't want to go spend my money in New York. You've got individuals who are here. Some call them illegals. Some call them migrants that are taking up a ton of space throughout New York. We've had crimes committed by these people who are illegally here. And Mayor Eric Adams says, I can't, I've had enough. I have to look out for my city. And Kathy Hochul says that because of that, she's going to fight back. And she is looking at removing Mayor Adams. I mean, could you imagine if this happens? We'll see. That's something she had a meeting yesterday. No decision had been made yet. But while she's sending National Guard to the striking correction officers to handle that situation at prisons throughout New York State, she's also, you know, again, and she starts her, she starts off saying the unlawful acts taken by a number of correction officers. It's the first line of her statement when talking about the situation at prisons throughout New York State. Yet she wants to defend the people who are here that, you know, we had at the Red Roof Inn Plus, at the Motel 6, at the Best Western throughout Western New York. Nothing about that and their unlawful actions or the crimes committed by people who are here illegally. Now, Kathy Hochul wants to keep on giving them debit cards, keep on giving them shelter. That's all fine. Oh, you want us to address the conditions for correction officers in prisons throughout New York State? How dare you? It's time for the National Guard to come in. I mean, it's just all over the place. And, you know, keeping in line with today's Democratic Party, Kathy Hochul is going to remove Eric Adams? Could you imagine if it was Governor Donald Trump trying to remove elected Mayor Eric Adams? The media would have a field day. 803-0930, star 930. You want to get a comment on this? Like I said, Congressman Nick Langworthy will be speaking to the media at 10:30, and you'll hear that here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You can also send us a text at 803-0930 if you want to have your opinion voiced. Someone says on the text board, I live in North Collins, about 15 minutes north of Collins Correctional. I want Kathy Hochul to fix this by treating prisoners as prisoners. They are running the prison. She's putting the correction officers and residents in the surrounding area in danger from these prisoners. She's putting the prisoners running gangs, doing drugs, and causing mayhem in these prisons and cells where they belong and out of the dormitory style areas. Yes. Again, I mean, this is, you look back at the HALT Act, which has now been in place for a little over 2 years. In putting restrictions on how prisoners are kept, right? I mean, some of the most dangerous people, guess what? Yeah, they need to be in a different confinement based on what they're there for. That is true. I mean, there are some people who we know what they're capable of. We know why they're there. And it just all goes back to, it seems, the state of New York since 2020, or probably even before that, the state of New York seems to at times be on the side of the criminal. I mean, look at the bail reform. The bail reform was so unpopular amongst DAs, even Democrat DAs. But the Democrat Party and the Democrat elected officials, they just seem unwilling to make any kind of moves. I mean, this is on a national level as well. I mean, look at the polling in the first month of the Trump administration. And the things that Trump has been the most criticized in the media on, he's got 59, 60, 61% approval. And you still have Hakeem Jeffries out there trying to speak up against it. I mean, I know Kathy Hochul might find this hard to believe. I would bet that a majority of New Yorkers want prisoners to be treated as prisoners. And yes, based on their crime. That's nothing new. And I'm also going to be quite sure that a majority of New Yorkers, again, if you're only polling people in New York City, it might be different. They have a different idea of reality, many of them. But I'm going to guess that a majority of New Yorkers would also want what's best for the correction officers and to make sure the correction officers are safe and able to fully do their job and not put in the most dangerous positions. So maybe before sending the National Guard, you talk to the correction officers and you see what it is and what can be done about the situation. But no, we're going to send in the National Guard. We're going to shut up the correction officers. That's Kathy Hochul's goal here. And personally, I think it's out of touch with the majority of people, especially in the communities of these prisons. I think Kathy Hochul would be, her actions would be the unpopular opinion. I think most people would want the issues voiced by the correction officers addressed by the governor. But maybe she sees this as, well, you know, maybe she thinks that a majority of correction officers voted against her, so it's not in her her best interest, because we know she's going to have a intense primary. But that's not, it's not really how you're supposed to address being the governor. So we'll see how this happens. We'll see if the National Guard, I mean, there are reports that the National Guard has been activated. Again, just reports. There's been nothing official. The official word is, if there's not an end to the strikes today, that the governor will send in the National Guard. There's been no timetable put on that. But does anyone out there think that's the right way to address this? Think that Kathy Hochul is in the right by sending in the National Guard? And, I mean, her first line of the statement is the unlawful actions of the correction officers. Just showing no willingness to listen to what they're asking for. 803-0930. Star 930. It gets you on the show. 803-0930 gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's Joe Beamer with you for another half hour. We'll take your calls on this. We'll take your calls on the Eric Adams situation. I mean, do you think Kathy Hochul will actually go through removing Eric Adams? I don't. And then the laughs continue. Jeremy Zellner and the Erie County Democrats having their little forum, their final forum to say who they're going to endorse in a primary. And I always get, for me, it's just uncomfortable for a party to endorse a candidate. I mean, the whole point of a primary is the members of the party select who they want to represent the party. And you would think after the presidential election that we just had, Democrats would be the last party to endorse a candidate, because we see how much that worked out for them in November. All that and much more. Joe Beamer with you for about 30 more minutes here on News Radio 930.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
WBEN. Hey, hey! Welcome back, Joe Beamer with you for just about 22 more minutes, and then David Bellavia takes over for four amazing hours, so don't touch that dial. 803-0930, star 930, talking about the situation at the prisons in New York as correction officers have walked off and are striking. Also, Kathy Hochul, Governor Kathy Hochul, looking to remove Eric Adams. What's this all about? Your thoughts. And then I've got a few things in the show, but you guys have been so patient on the phones. I thought we would take these in order, starting with, I always like Anonymous. Anonymous calling in. Anonymous, what are your thoughts?
I love how Kathy Hochul demands the union, the NYSCOBA members, to stop the strike immediately, but she won't have the balls to reach out to our union leaders that requested a face-to-face meeting over 2 weeks ago with her over their rising concerns. She wants to go to New York City and meet with Mayor Adams and worry about that situation instead of meeting with the men on the front line, putting their lives on out there every day, going to work.
So this has been something they've been asking the governor to address before they walked off, obviously, right?
Correct. This has been an ongoing building situation. We should not fear for our lives going into that place every day. The HALT Act is ridiculous. Assaults on staff are through the roof. Assaults on inmates are over 200% increase. They don't see this. They just want to keep the inmates happy. That's all they concern about. They turned our backs on us. They turned their backs on us. And when these men and women come in from the National Guard, we shouldn't boo them, those of us out there. We should salute those guys going in there. Salute those guys and respect them.
Anonymous, without obviously giving anything away, where are you calling us from?
I'm on the road to a doctor's appointment right now. I'm not out there with my brothers and sisters. I'm dealing with some health issues of my own.
Okay, so the situation in the prisons right now, you've got the correction officers who have walked off. What's and are striking? What's the situation like in the prisons? Have you heard?
There's guys coming out, lieutenants coming out and letting us know how they're doing. We're sending the guys on the line are sending food in if they need any food or any supplies. We're raising money out there for anything anyone needs on the inside. We haven't heard anything much about what's inside going on because they're not going to let us know because we're on strike.
Well, Anonymous, I hope everything's all right with your health issues, and I appreciate the update.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you for keeping everyone in the loop.
Hey, thank you. Anonymous giving us an update of everything going on. Let's go to Marley out in Rochester. Marley, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, no problem. It's good to be on. Look, I want to talk about this issue of massive incompetence. Like, how can you have a problem in a prison system where, the people who've committed crimes are taking precedence over the people who are securing the public trust and the public safety? How can you have a circumstance where the governor is going to go down to New York City and replace a duly elected mayor because she's going to invoke her executive authority? I have a question for you. Did you know that in her election, speaking of incompetence, there was an error rate of 12% in the counting of ballots, and her margin of victory was 5%. Talk about the repercussions of incompetence. How are we going to fix any of these problems if we don't resolve the election issues that we have? It has nothing to do with party. It has nothing to do with outcome. It has to do with getting it right. Just like DOGE is down in D.C. fixing things in the federal government, we have to address our problems with elections in New York right at the root.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think as bad as there needs to be a DOGE in New York State, I don't think the party in power right now will allow it. Appreciate the call, Marley. Let's go to Orchard Park. That's where Eric is. Eric, I picked up the wrong line. Eric, hey, your thoughts.
No, I got you. My sophomore stepdaughter said it best. It's for school and all the teenage garbage. She's like, there's no consequence. Why would I change my actions? And that's exactly what these corrections officers are saying. Only for them, it's a lot more, it's a lot more dangerous. They've got to deal with these guys getting violent, and they can't impose any kind of repercussion to keep people in line. But, kind of as a side note, it's the same thing you're hearing from teachers. You got a kid who's disruptive in class, and they don't have a repercussion. They can't get them out of the class. So, this is broad-based, but, at its core, these guys are putting their lives on the line, and they can't impose any kind of sanction to, change the behavior, and nobody's backing them up.
Yeah, Eric, you bring up the school issue when you have people on the Common Council saying we should do away with suspension and detention and then wonder why kids acting up is a problem throughout schools. Now you see that in the prisons. And what's Albany saying? No, correction officers, you're the ones in the wrong. It really does give power to the prisoners.
Yeah, and this is life or death. These guys can get in there and be in a very dangerous situation. And the only thing between them is the physical rules, which. There's a limit on that, but then they also, the isolation, and that's been limited by this HALT Act. So I mean, if a sophomore in high school can figure this out, why can't the government?
Well, Eric, I think a lot of it is they know and they're just turning the other way. You know, they want the feel good legislation instead of the necessary legislation.
Absolutely.
Hey,
Hokies.
Yeah, go Hokies. Appreciate the call, Eric, in Orchard Park. Let's go to Anonymous, another Anonymous, who is a, well, I don't know if they want me to say Anonymous. Thanks for calling in. Anonymous, we got you on?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Yes, Anonymous, what is the update you'd like to give?
Well, I'm not going to announce what facility I was coming from, but I was stuck in the facility when it all went down. Luckily enough, we had some great white shirts that were supervisors that were helping us every step of the way because we were limited on staff, which is perfectly fine. We were all for this while we were inside the facilities. We knew it had to go down, but inside the facilities, it's a nightmare. These incarcerated individuals don't understand why we're doing this because they're all entitled, given New York State's laws. They're doing is just throwing bitch fits about, what about us? What about us? Why can't we see our family, et cetera, et cetera? You're taking this out on us. And it's just enough is enough. And, you know, thank God we had a couple good white shirts where I was at to get a few of the men out. They understand the situation. Thankful to get out. Now I'm heading to the line now just to try to show my face and show support.
Anonymous, let me ask you, is this the kind of situation where it's become every day you go to work, you know it's just going to be another hassle, it's going to be another fight, it's going to be just a draining shift? I mean, how has it changed over the last few years as someone in your position?
Well, someone who's been in my position for almost a decade now, it's changed dramatically. The sense of entitlement, especially amongst the younger incarcerated individual population, not so much the older population, they understand. They grew, you know, the older population that's there that's been incarcerated for longer times, they understand what prison was like, and it's not prison anymore. We understand that incarcerated individual population, everybody has their rights. We understand that, especially as a correctional officers in certain facilities. We all understand they have rights. You know, we try to give them their humane rights, all this other stuff, but it's just gotten so bad to the point where you tell a guy no, just like in society now, society's changed. You tell somebody no, they just can't accept it. They can't accept no as the answer, you know, and it's frustrating, especially when you get no help from your lawmakers, you know. It's just frustrating, you know, but we're all in this together. We all understand what needs to be done and what needs to change.
Hey, Anonymous, be safe, and we appreciate the update. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Let's go to our friend Kyle in Amherst. Kyle, enjoying the week off?
Oh, yeah. So far, so good. Went to Boston for the weekend. Got back, drove through that horrible snowstorm the other day, and we made it home safe, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. No, Eric actually stole my thunder. I was going to just talk about the whole consequences scale, but even with the education, you know, there's no consequences anymore for some reason. I don't know why New York State feels the need to be like a, you know, reward the bad behavior, but that seems to be the trend that we're on. And I feel my heart goes out for those correction officers, you know. And, yeah, that was... Oh, but I did want to talk about the mayor.
And Kyle, we'll get there in a second. I just want to know, as someone in education, as a teacher, do you feel that your hands are tied when you have a student acting up in class?
Yeah, I don't. From what I've seen, I don't typically have those type of problems. But from what I've seen, it's definitely gotten a lot worse. It seems like the administration hands are tied, and I don't know who's given the directive, but it just seems like there's no, you know, consequence, and the kids come back, you know, there's just nothing, you know. The old fashioned days, you know, the whole purpose of suspensions were the parents, you know, corrected the behavior, and typically you went home, parents disciplined you, and then
you know, you came back and you typically didn't do that again. But what we're seeing is even in the parents aren't fulfilling their role. So the child comes back with the same continuous behavior, and it's just continuous, you know. So we got to do something there as far as the consequences scale. You know, I know when most of us went to school, our parents addressed the behavior, and I think that's what we're not seeing again. And
you've got mail.
I think the same thing with the prison reform. You know, you got kids out there stealing cars, 20 cars, who are waiting for their eighth, a court hearing. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Kyle, you also said you want something on the mayor of New York?
Well, yeah. So it all started with the president addressing the attorney general to drop the case against the mayor, as far as I think there were some issues with campaign finance. And because the mayor decided to, he was in agreement with the whole Trump administration handle on immigration because of his city being hurt financially and all the different safety issues, that's when the mayor came in and said, wait a second, you know, you're supporting Trump. Now we got to do something about you. That's what it's coming down to. You know, had he not support the immigration policy, you know, he'd probably be okay. But because he did that, now, you know, they don't like that. So, you know, of course, when one side doesn't like, what we're going to do, go after the people who you thought are against your plan. I mean, you said it. I mean, we got so many issues with the immigrants coming in, just even our own area with the red roof and all the different, didn't mention the name, but, you know, the different, exactly what I'm saying. So that's what the problem is. You know, I was very disappointed about, I almost wish Cuomo was back. I thought we were going to be better with her, man. I really was, like, decided. Nah, I actually, sadly, wish Cuomo was back. I'm like, at least he was a little more practical. Wow, I can't even believe I'm saying that, but that's what we're up against.
I will give Cuomo this, Kyle. Cuomo was better with snowstorms than Kathy Hochul, which is hard to believe since she's from Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying. I thought, man, we got somebody from upstate. It's a disaster. I don't know, man. Well, thanks for taking my time.
Hey, Kyle. Kyle, this state's a disaster, but we've got you and I here. We're going to be just fine. Hey, enjoy the rest of your week off.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Kyle in Amherst, and we'll end in Baltimore, where there is an MGM. I've been to the MGM outside of Baltimore. That's where Joe is. Joe, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, no problem, Joe. I want to thank you, first off, for Awaken 180, because I'm doing really well on it.
So happy to hear that, Joe.
The mayor. I want to talk about the mayor. Here's what the situation is, okay? The feds don't bring a case to trial unless there's a 95 or 98% chance that they're going to win, all right? So they bring this case against the mayor. Now, I'm all for getting rid of all of these, criminalized aliens that are here. However, we can't get away from the fact that the mayor was going to go down. He goes down to see the president. The president clearly makes a quid pro quo, says, listen, I'll get the charges dropped if you get rid of the sanctuary city. All right. That is why the lawyers quit. That's why the other mayors quit, because it's a quid pro quo. It's morally wrong. It's just plain morally wrong. You cannot justify what Trump and the mayor did to do what they're doing. That's what's wrong.
But Joe, I mean, you could make the argument the only reason the charges were ever brought is because Eric Adams spoke out against the Biden administration.
No, but whether the charges were there because they deserved to be there.
We don't know that.
Pull out in the courts. Let's not go quid pro quo. That's what's wrong.
I, I would say there's no proof of a quid pro quo, but I'd also say if Kathy Hochul was so upset with the charges, then why didn't she move to have this ready to go if he once the charges were called? But Joe, I understand your side of the point, and I'd like to bring all opinions. So happy to hear about your success with Awaken, Joe. Joe in Baltimore. And before we get out of here, I just have two things I have to address. Two things I have to address that I thought was interesting. February 28th. Has anyone heard about the big holiday on February 28th? Well, Democrats, mainly Democrats who want to make their whole life about how they don't like Trump, are going to attempt to boycott spending. Yes, February 28th is the economic boycott, a one-day spending freeze against stores like Best Buy, Amazon, and Walmart. So people on the political left who want to have a response to President Trump's policies are going to attempt to freeze the economy on February 28th. Well, you know what? I think I'll have my tax return around February 28th, and my wife and I have been looking for a new TV. So I think February 28th might be the day to make that big purchase. It's so predictable. And then yesterday, did anyone catch this? Spencer Brown put a picture of him in some of the bills with President Trump. Oh my gosh, the comments. Oh, I'm embarrassed to be a Bills fan. What are they doing? I might have to find another team to root for. These were all comments on TMZ's post because Spencer Brown, Dalton Kincaid, and a few of the Buffalo Bills took a picture with the President of the United States. I mean, come on, people. Calm it down just a little bit. It hasn't even, tomorrow will be a month since inauguration, and the daily meltdowns, I don't know if I'll ever get sick of it. I really don't. But those were two things I saw yesterday that I wanted to bring to you. David will be up next after the news with Lucas. Brian and I will be back tomorrow. We'll both be wearing our USA hockey jerseys, USA-Canada rematch tomorrow night. You know we will talk about that. David is up next. And don't forget, at 10:30, Nick Langworthy will address the Strikers. At Collins Correctional, and we'll carry it live here on WBEN.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.